We've got a packed house of guests for you here today. Later in the program, Bruce Pratt is here, and we'll talk with author Ray Arsenal about his wonderful new book on Arthur Ashe, A Life. Later, Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston on the Celtics-Milwaukee Bucks series that gets underway in a few days. Alan Adams of The Main Edge stops by, the good, the bad, the ugly, the calendar, and tweets of the day. But out of the box this afternoon, we talk some theater because the brand new production is ready to take the stage at the historic Bangor Opera House Penobscot Theater Company, presenting the Tony Award-winning musical Fun Home. And we are joined in studio by the director, Tricia Hobbs. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome to have you here. And by two-thirds of the people playing the lead role of Allison, joined in studio by Suzanne McLeod. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And all the way from beautiful downtown Skowhegan, Maine, America, Evelyn LaCroix. Evelyn, thanks for coming.
No problem.
It's great to have you all here. I'm so excited about the show. And well, let's start with you, Tricia. For anybody who's not familiar, this is a show that won everything on Broadway not too many years ago. And that's exciting in and of itself, but it's the main premiere.
It is.
And it's an awesome show. Can you give a little plot description for anybody who might not be aware?
Sure. Fun Home follows the story of Alison Bechdel, a cartoonist, through three different ages of her life. We see her at 11, young Alison, medium Alison in college, and then Alison as an adult looking back on memories as she goes back and sees in her mind memories of her father, her relationship with her family, her discovery of her sexuality in college. It really is a memory trip through her life.
Absolutely.
She reflects.
And an incredibly powerful show with wonderful music. Let's start with you, Susanna. What drew you to this show?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know that I've ever played a role that I so personally identified with. I also just think that the way the story is told, no matter who you are, there is something to relate to. All of the characters are so well-developed. And there are three big musical numbers at the end that kind of each of the adult characters gets, and Ring of Keys, which small Allison Evelyn, who's sitting here next to me, sings. And all of those songs just on their own are brilliant pieces of art. It's just a pleasure to be a part of.
Well, Evelyn, I mentioned that when you came in this afternoon, I've seen a clip of you singing on Facebook, and man, you're pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Are you excited to be doing this show?
I am so excited. The cast is so amazing, and it's just going to be a great show.
Now, she can't do anything because we're all here. She can't yell at you. Is Tricia working you guys really hard?
She is. It's not like it's bad. We're learning so much stuff that it's just been an amazing experience.
Now, have you done shows in school in the past? I know you're homeschooled, but in the community?
I am homeschooled, but I have done them in my community, yeah.
It's a different story, though, because you're working with professional. Heck, you are now. You're a professional actor now.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
What's it like playing a part that you share with two other actors? Do you guys spend a lot of time talking to each other about how Allison has developed through the years?
Yeah, we've also just taken things from other characters and we've sort of put it together that we're all one character, so we mimic what the other person is doing, which makes it really cool to know that we're all the same character.
We've also spent a lot of time outside rehearsal.
Just like learning about each other and just
bonding.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be the same person.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned this, Susanna. It's a show that certainly appeals to everybody and should, because ultimately it's about family. It's about finding your voice.
Absolutely. I think, and the story is woven in such a unique way too. I think theatrically it's very satisfying. And our creative team, I mean, the set and the lights and all of that, I feel like I'm working on a Broadway set. Like it is a very high caliber production.
Well, let's talk about that. Tricia, who are the other folks involved in the production team?
Our lighting designer, Scout Huff, has done amazing work with this piece.
She always does.
She always does. Kevin Kosky has done our costumes.
Who's amazing.
Meredith Perry does our props.
She's okay. Yeah, we love Meredith.
I also did the scenic design on this piece, so it's been a very much in-house team. Sean McGinley does our sound design, and it's been a family within PTC and bringing in such high caliber and wonderful guest artists and people to work with. This has been, I feel so blessed and gifted with wonderful people to collaborate with.
And also a shout out to David Medora, our music director.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's done a beautiful job with the band. And
an amazing partner.
You've talked about this too. This is it's an important piece for you as well, a very personal piece.
It is. It's one that I've been passionate about for a long time. And I think that as artists, we strive to tell stories that everyone and anyone should hear. And putting them to life on stage and to make them available to audiences everywhere. And I am very grateful for Barry and PTC for taking the risk on this piece and telling such a beautiful story.
So what's the best part of the experience so far for you, Evelyn?
Oh my gosh, there's so many great things, but I don't know, all the people in the cast, they're just like family. So it's like you can talk to them about anything. And that's one of the best things to me about theater is bonding with the cast.
She's figured this out already.
It's pretty great. It really is a very special group.
It is a great cast, yeah.
I think my favorite moment probably comes at the very end of the piece. You know, it's quite a journey for adult Allison as she's processing and reliving all of these moments. But there's a moment that is both heavy and light, that is hopeful and just gorgeous. And I think it really... the piece really sends it home beautifully.
Want to mention, too, the third member of the Allison Triumvirate, who's not here today, my former student, Lana Sabak. She's okay, right?
She's fantastic.
Amazing.
It's a treat getting to work with her.
Well, this is one I circled on the calendar when the season was announced last year and said, I can't wait to see it. And now everything I've heard so far and having you all in here with us just makes me more excited to see it. Now, tonight is Pay What You Wish. And they mean what they say. You can pay any amount, get in and see the show. Is it a 7 o'clock curtain tonight?
It is.
And then previews the next couple of nights.
Next two nights, and then we open officially on Saturday.
All right. The way to do this is stop in at the box office, see the wonderful people there at the Bangor Opera House. Give them a call at 942-3333 or hop online, penobscottheater.org, and get there to see the Tony Award-winning Fun Home with this tremendously talented cast and production crew. Thank you all so much for coming in this afternoon. Break legs.
Thanks so much for having us.